for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Getting Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And this is Linda Evans, and I'm here for See You at the Show, and I'll be joined by Eric Schacht in just a little bit, hopefully. He's just coming into town from St. Louis area, where there was like crazy weather, so he's going to be just a tad late. So you've got me for a little while, and gosh, there's been so much going on theater-wise the last couple weeks, and it's still continuing. I did want to mention something not quite theater-related that's kind of I still want to promote. The first annual Girls Rock CU is at the Rose Bowl Tavern on Saturday, July 30th, noon to 10 p.m. Yes, noon to 10 p.m. So you can come and go as you please. It's a fundraiser for Girls Rock CU. And if you're unfamiliar with it, then it's this great group that started a few years ago. One of my kids was involved for a little while, trying to get people who identify as female involved in bands and playing instruments. And I have a friend whose daughter actually went to one of these a couple years ago and now is in a band that she sings, and she's a drummer for a band that performs locally quite often. So you never know where things like this might take you. So it's a really great organization. The Rose Bowl has been really doing amazing things. It's a wonderful venue. And so come out and support the Rose Bowl and support Girls Rock CU. And that, again, is Saturday, July 30th, noon to 10 p.m. It still gives you plenty of time to catch all of the theater that's going on around here. Where to start? Well, one of the things I wanted to plug again was Red Mask Players, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, which is happening still. This is the last weekend to get a chance to see it. And it's one of the few plays that's happening. Most of the rest of what's going on right now is our musicals. So, and I've just heard wonderful, wonderful things about it. It's also a fundraiser, and it's closing on July 31st, and that's a matinee that starts at 2. And so Friday and Saturday, it's 7. And it looks like it's a 3-hour show, probably an intermission, I guess. But just everything I've seen online and from friends who've seen it, it's kind of a don't miss this one. And some of the people have said it's like the best acting they've seen in a long time. So, hi, Eric.
Hey. How are you, Linda?
You snuck in very quietly.
I know, that's because I drive a hybrid.
All right.
It's like so quiet. You didn't hear me?
I didn't.
No, but I was kind of darting in and out of traffic. It was.
Do your earphones work?
Say that again?
Are your earphones working?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, no. Is that bad? That is not good.
You had one.
I tested them.
You had one job.
No, I tested them and it worked, but you look like it wasn't working.
I don't know. I used to be in the co-pilot. So I'm in the...
I noticed you moved your chair over next to me. Yeah. That's okay. It's all right.
Could be any one of a number of reasons why I did that. The computer screen. Perhaps.
Well, welcome back to Champaign.
Yeah.
You didn't get to go to much theater because you've been out of town.
Yeah, it's kind of the end of my... one door opens, another door closes, or is it the other way around?
In your case, I think a door opened before a door closed.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited to get back and into the theater swing with golf season kind of closing down.
There are a couple plays about golf, at least one that we know of.
Plays about golf?
Yeah. There's one at least. I'll have to look them up for next week.
You know, that actually reminds me of something really cool. The only play I've ever seen about golf. Do you know this story?
No.
So I don't know if they still do it, but when when my son Wade was a student at Washington, or BTW as they now call it, it was Washington back in the day when I went there, they had a really cool partnership with the Illinois Theater Department. What they did is they had kids write stories about something that happened in their life. So they wrote a short story. Somebody then in the theater department at U of I turned that into a script, and then somebody directed it and students acted it. And so we actually got to go see this acted out version of Wade's golf story.
Wow. That is really cool. I think I have heard that story once we got into it. I had heard that story, and that's
a great
story.
So I basically got to see myself portrayed on stage because I was the caddy.
How did that feel?
Yeah, I thought I was a little bit over the top.
Right.
You know, fortunately, they didn't go for any typecasting. My guy had hair, which was interesting.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Refreshing to see.
Nice. Yeah, no, that's really cool.
So, it's exactly what you wanted. I roll back into town after being away at a golf tournament. And I want to talk more golf.
Right,
and see
exactly.
You at the show of all things.
Exactly.
It's like sacrilege.
Well, were you listening before you came in? No.
I was listening.
Oh, okay.
It was very, very well done intro.
Intro. Thank you. Thank you. Also, going back to what's playing right now, in Sullivan, the Little Theater in the Square, 9 to 5 is still, it ends this weekend.
And you said that you have not been to Sullivan Theater, is that right?
I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a long time ago, but not any time
recently.
And it's
such a fun drive going through like Amish country.
Right.
And it's a really cute theater. Inside, I only saw one show there and it was Godspell, but it was really, really, it's the only time I've ever seen Godspell, and I was so moved, and so many of the actors had experience on Broadway.
Right, there's a lot of professional actors that are at Sullivan Theater in the Square.
Do you think they are professional while they're at Sullivan? Do you think they're paid?
I know at some times that they have paid their actors and that some of their actors have been paid previously. I don't know if they are paying their actors now. I don't want to.
You acted like you were giving a deposition answer. <You're> like, to the best of my recollection.
Right, exactly.
Well, we should go.
We should. There's so much going
Maybe
on. And you have a golf tournament this weekend. So let's not forget that. So it's hard to be multiple things. An actor.
Just ask Troy Bolton. Are we going to segue back into talking about High School Musical?
Maybe. But here, if we do not make it to 9 to 5, which I would love to make it to that, uh-huh. La Cage aux Folles is going to be there in August, the 4th through the 14th. So I really like La Cage aux Folles. Short little trip down memory lane. I believe La Cage aux Folles was the first show that I saw live in Chicago when I was either in middle school or high school. I remember taking like a bus trip with the theater group and seeing it and loving it. I don't even know what theater it was or anything. It definitely sparked a love for Chicago and Chicago theater, which we do not take advantage of enough. The two of us do not. Because there's enough going on here in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding areas. So we also have...
Yeah, so if Hadestown comes, you don't even need to tell us about it.
Oh, people need to tell us about stuff like that.
Jackie.
So poor Jackie. Well, speaking of the Lowenstein family, I was talking to Emma today and heard a little bit of singing from Shrek the Musical. CUTC's Shrek the Musical opens August 4th through the 7th. Again, short run. At the Virginia Theater, and I'm super excited to see Emma and Kayla Simpson. Kayla, I love you. I'm so, so glad to finally see you do some theater around here. Kayla, I knew her when she was just a tiny, well, not tiny, but like a shorter person. As she lived in our neighborhood near Davidson Park, and I'm just so, now she's making me feel very, very old because now she's gone off to college, graduated, gone to California, worked in California for a little bit, and now she's back in CU working at her alma mater, uni, and she's now in the play. She's the dragon. Oh, do you have it?
No, I don't. I wish I did. I looked really quick for it.
Well, you don't want to spoil it, because do you have her version of it?
No.
Because Emma said Kayla's amazing. So you heard it here first. And Abby Deptula, we know the Deptula family really well, and you've seen them involved in different theater around. Abby is going to be on stage. Normally she is doing lighting or doing some stuff backstage, and so it'll be fun to see Abby Deptula. And speaking of backstage, CUTC Shrek, the musical, needs stagehands. They need stagehands, quick changes, makeup help. So email Heather Ann at shrek@cutheaterco.org. And theater is spelled R-E, not E-R. Or you can just let us know and we can hook you up. Let's talk about backstage people.
Yeah, so Shrek's going to be at the Virginia?
Yes.
So don't they usually have their own kind
no.
of like...
They have. They don't? They have some union people that run, like, that do certain things, but most of the time bringing the sets on and off is done by, like, even CPD.
And so that's what you meant by stagehands?
Yes, yes.
So this would be not necessarily a night after night of the run. This would be more of a let's get this loaded in.
And No. This is like moving sets on and off during scene changes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, and helping people change, because there's so many costumes in Shrek. And a lot of the featured dancers have, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 costumes, and they have to change really quickly, so they need people to help with quick changes, and they need help with makeup as well. Lots of fun makeup with Shrek. So if you're interested in getting involved backstage, it's so much fun. In some ways, I mean, I won't say which is more fun, but it can be as much fun, maybe more fun, being backstage, because you get to see a lot of the fun, crazy hustle and bustle. You get to be involved, but you don't have to memorize any lines. It's pretty cool.
So are they looking for people that have experience?
They don't care. They are happy to train. So this is a great time to get involved, because UTC is happy to show you how it's done. And how fun to have your first behind the scenes, or 10th, you know, if you've done it a bunch of times and still want to be involved. We're not trying to say only people who've never done it. How fun to have the Virginia be one of your first backstage experiences, because that's for this area. I mean, maybe Cranor would be better, but the Virginia is up there in experiences for, you know, the dressing rooms and the backstage area, and it's just a whole different level.
So is there anything that you haven't done as, like, you, when you think, I don't know about you doing makeup, but...
I have done makeup. I did makeup in high school.
Yeah.
And I've done makeup since then.
I guess you've done makeup on your kids, and for sure.
Most of the time, they just did their own.
Really?
What? You didn't make your kids do... And my kids wanted to do their own.
Okay, but like...
even when they were little, they wanted to do
my piece de resistance is, was Pumbaa. Because, and that was really cool for me to do in terms of, like, we're talking about getting involved, and that was actually at the Virginia, but I actually got to, I took on the Pumbaa costume and the Pumbaa makeup, and that was just great. I mean,
doing makeup is fun.
Doing makeup is fun, and just because you think about theater as being a creative process. For definitely the person who writes it and the people who get to perform it and maybe the musicians who get to play, but really everybody that you're, every single part of it. I was thinking about this on the drive today. There's creation going on at every step.
Right.
There's creating the set, and even like the stagehands that you were talking about when they bring out a chair and
also there's an art form to moving the set. You don't want to, and it can be kind of hard too.
Right.
So.
And sometimes you want everybody just to be wearing their black and not seen. Mm-hmm. And other times, like in Pride and Prejudice, for instance, we had the people were actually like kind of involved a little bit. They were
right.
It was kind of incorporated a little bit, even with costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was leading ladies more than Pride and Prejudice. And then what do we see in Bad Jews? There was also.
They didn't have a set changes.
Well, they didn't have the set
changes. You're talking about the one before that, which I was trying to rack my brain.
I knew it was at the station. I can picture the movement.
Oh, by the way, meet Vera Stark.
There you go.
Yes.
Thank you for that. That is exactly what I was thinking
yes.
of. Because the only set change in Bad Jews was the lifting of the mattress, which
right, right.
Jeffrey Jenkins.
Oh,
really
I'm so
liked.
Sad if you guys missed Bad Jews.
Yeah.
And also, I want to talk about that more. Some I want to read it and talk about it some more because I feel like we did not give it its reverence. The sad kind of hard part of that play, I think we glossed over a little too much with our quick take and when we discussed it on the show. I kind of want to delve into that a little bit more. I just
Ooh,
wanted people...
Sounds like you already have.
I have a little bit, personally. So I didn't want to discourage people from going to see it because it was fun and it was funny. But there also was a lot of hard stuff there, too, that I just want to make sure that when we review shows that we don't gloss over that in the future.
Are you...
No one like called me out or said, hey, blah, blah, blah. I was just, as I do, rethinking things and going over them in my head over and over and over again and going, wait, I really wish that I'd said this or thought of this more or anyway. So since we have a copy of the script, I think I want to read that one again. Anyway, that's
so
over and done.
Are we not going to dive into this?
We're not going to dive into it today because there's enough stuff going on that I don't want to miss anything. And I really do want to see Who's Afraid of a Virginia Woolf. Woolf. I can't even say it
you've
now.
You've been spending a little time in Wisconsin, haven't you?
I think so. I'm getting an accent.
Because they just go with Woof.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, where did that come from? Did you know that Freaky Friday, the musical, is going to be at Cornstalk Theater in Peoria, August 5th through the 13th? I bet you didn't.
Nope.
You have.
I've got a great prop for
you. You do. I know. And also, I just want to, I keep saying that. I just want to shout out to Cedric Jones and Kimmy Schofield for getting cast in Tick, Tick, Boom at the Station Theater. You know Cedric Jones and Kimmy from our show that we produced, the show produced Fireflies, and I'm beyond excited to see them back on the stage together again. Super, super, super happy about that. And it was cool to see Kimmy Schofield the other day at Uncorked singing a bunch of songs with a bunch of other people and hearing how excited she was to be cast in Tick, Tick, Boom at the Station Theater, which mm-hmm. is going to be August 22nd through October 9th.
Can't wait.
But before that, at the Station Theater, you need to check out Stoplight, which is an original play, and it will be August 11th through the 14th. We'll talk about that more next week.
Yeah, what a Jack and the Beanstalk story that is.
Yes, yeah. Bloomington Normal has Suddenly Last Summer coming up. I don't have the dates when it's going to be, but the cast list is out. And four stellar performers from the CU area, Joy Hofsummer, Mindy Smith, Matthew Green, and Mary Rose Cottingham. You've seen them before.
It's kind of like
least
a little troupe almost.
Yeah, you've like, seen them at the Station Theater before.
Yeah,
and in other things.
That just, you know, there's a certain type of show that is going to get this group.
I don't have all four of them.
I don't know
been
if Mary
in something
Rose
before.
Has been. She's kind of like an honorary.
Yeah, I mean, I've had her in shows that I've produced before.
Oh yeah, and I've acted with her. She was amazing in Pride and Prejudice.
Right. So it'll be fun to see the four of them in Bloomington Normal when Suddenly Last Summer, which we've got some time on that. DLO's in Danville, Cinderella.
But yes, Mindy and Mary Rose were both in the Women of Lockerbie.
Yes.
At the station.
But Matthew wasn't.
Matthew was not, but he directed it.
Right. But Joy wasn't involved. I'm just thinking.
She came and watched.
She came and watched.
They were all under the same roof.
I just want to know if the four of them have ever been on stage together before. I'm just curious.
We should have one of them on as a guest and explore that.
I am curious.
Or have all four of them on.
That's right. Yeah, Cinderella, D'Lo, I already mentioned Red Mask Players, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. You can't help yourself, can you? Are you?
No, I mean, I'm just...
It's okay. If
you want to get behind the scenes, there's at some point going to need to be a transition of shows.
Right, I know, I'm just teasing you. I'm joking. Cinderella is the 29th through the 31st. At Danville. And Monticello, Beauty and the Beast, ends July 30th. Most shows are already sold out. It looks like only like a handful of tickets still available. So if you want to see Beauty and the Beast in Monticello, you should get on that right now. Auditions. Danville has The War of the Worlds. It's Cotter Grimm Theatrical Storytellers. Have we heard of them before?
Yes. I would never forget that name.
Okay.
But I don't know why.
Okay. All right. Well, I had forgotten that we'd heard of them before, but they are doing a stage play. At first, when I read it, I thought it was a radio play because The War of the Worlds is the famous 1938 radio play, but this is a stage adaptation of that radio play, which is interesting. Right. And the auditions for that are August 4th, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. August 4th
Are they doing the radio play within the show? Is that what you're saying?
It is an adaptation of the radio play meant for a live theater.
Okay.
So it's actually been changed in some fashion. You have to check that out. October 28th through the 30th is when that is going to be performed, but the auditions are coming up. Do you have anything that you wanted to mention?
I don't.
I've got really
no new stuff. I mean, I'm still wanting to dive into Bad Jews. I'm really looking forward to that.
I want to read the play again.
Okay.
Before I dive into what I was kind of thinking.
Maybe a whole topic for a show. I think it's really interesting though to I mean, one of the things that I do like about doing the quick takes with you is we're reacting to the experience, we're not contemplating how we should react to the experience.
Right.
Or, you know, maybe even not even being naive enough to not even know how we're supposed to react, because there isn't a supposed to. Right?
Sure.
Now we're dealing with very sensitive, like, ethnic stuff, war crimes, genocide, horrible
right,
things.
Right, right.
So that is true. But we also are kind of just like playing the cards that were dealt.
Sure. And I'm not saying anything negative about us. And I,
And I'm not meaning to be defensive. I'm actually just curious with your whole thinking here.
I've been thinking about it more and kind of replaying it in my head. And I hope we got people. I know that we actually did get some people interested and that some people went based on our recommendation. So that's great. Getting people in the seats, seeing things, talking about them is great. So I'm glad that we did the quick take. And
I think
I'm glad
it'd be
we
fun
talked
to do
about
some
it.
Interviews like right outside of theaters when people come out.
I do that when I produce things. I kind of do that, but it would be interesting to have it
like have on our See at the Show shirts and like get people to actually give us some.
Let me think about that. Okay. I have mixed feelings about that.
Okay.
But it is a good time to talk to people about theater. Is like right when they get out, and I think probably with COVID, there's less getting together and discussing a show afterwards. Mm-hmm. Did I mention anything going? When I mentioned the Fabulous Four that are going to be in the Tennessee Williams suddenly last summer, which is in Bloomington Normal. It made me think of Heartland because I think they're using that space. Because I double checked and Heartland is still mask. You have to mask and prove that you've been vaccinated or that you have a negative test. And so they're still doing so much at Heartland. Just reminded me how much I really appreciate them. And also I was talking because of your father-in-law and that we sent the script to him. Right. It's forever.
And
we sent the script to him ahead of time. It made me think again, since neither one of us is on a board of any theater groups right now, when we were, it was something that we were pushing was to have something put in place so people can, who are hard of hearing or have cochlear implants can enjoy live theater easier. And Heartland does have something set up and there's like three different things that you can do. Because I'm not hard of hearing, I haven't tried it out, but I think that we should take Charlie over to Heartland sometime and see something with him and have him try it out and let us know what he thinks.
That's a great idea. And then we can share information about that system.
Right.
I mean, just like one of the things we did that we did learn from Bloomington and kind of and talked a lot back here was when they were using the clear masks.
Right.
And that worked really effectively.
Right. Because
I don't know if it worked really effectively, but it allowed people to be on stage with masks effectively.
Right. Right.
And I assume it worked effectively because I didn't hear of any outbreaks associated with those shows.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people who have avoided it have been getting sick lately. So it's still out there. Still be careful. I know last I heard the Station Theater is also checking for vaccination. You're supposed to stay masked the whole time. The actors aren't masked, but the audience is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So much to see coming up. Oh, and I don't know, did you see that I posted that we're going to be reading a book?
You and me?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, at CU at the show is going to be reading a book. And so if any of our listeners are interested in maybe reading it with us, or if you've already read it and you have something to say about it, and I'm looking it up because I can't remember it off the top of my head what the name of it was, but it's Emotional Justice, A Roadmap for Racial Healing by Esther Arma.
How did you hear about this?
I heard about it because of Coalescence.
Oh.
They mentioned
instant
it.
Instant credibility.
Mm-hmm. And so they mentioned that Emotional Justice, A Roadmap for Racial Healing was a book that was beneficial for them when they were deciding some things for their theater group. And so I thought it would be a good thing for us to read. I was going to check and see if your mom has it because it sounds like something your mom would have read. Anyway, so that's on our list. Yes, see you at the show book club, right? We can read plays and stuff too, but I think, at least for me, this is on the top of my list. So we only have a couple more minutes. Are we going to start playing the song or do you have something to say?
Hmm.
I keep putting you on the spot and you're like,
yeah,
no, I've been driving for 5 hours. I have nothing to say.
Well, you know, I'll just keep pressing you again to get into the discussion of bad Jews because I'm so excited to have that discussion.
Okay. Yeah. No, I will. I just need to read it and process it some more.
Yeah.
So many good things to go see.
And we'll have, I'm sure we've got the whole weekend coming up now to see some more shows. So when you tune in next Thursday, we will have a lot of excitement.
I'm not going to be here next Thursday.
Mm.
Maybe. Well, I don't know if I'll be back.
The show will be here.
The
and
show
so
will.
So we will let that be some incentive for us to pre-record then. Let's at least try to have some fresh content for our amazing listeners out there.
Right. And keep telling us when you see shows that we either missed or we haven't promoted. Everybody's been really good about letting us know.
Yeah, so. And things you'd like to see further on the show. We scratched the surface a little bit of getting involved in theater.
Hi there, this is Pittsburgh-based Hellraiser Ann Feeney, and you're listening to WEFT Shannon.